Talk the Thrones.
The Ringer's instant reaction show for all things Ice and Fire is back.
Now as a pod.
To cover the new Game of Thrones spinoff, House of the Dragon.
Every Sunday night, the Ringerverse, Chris Ryan, that's me.
Joanna Robinson, and I, Mallory Rubin, will be breaking down the latest episode. Sharing our thoughts on all the schemes and plots.
Schemes and plots are the same thing.
Dragons.
And incest. Hey, it's a Game of Thrones show.
So boot up your favorite podcast player and head to the Dragon Pit.
Because fire
and pods
will reign.
Welcome to Food News. I'm Juliette Littman.
And I'm David Jacoby.
Let's put 30 minutes on the clock.
30 minutes.
Jacoby.
Yes, ma'am.
I've noticed since we started doing this podcast, you have a new passion for sussing out what's real and what's not. And this week, a new story has come to light. And no, doesn't include Choco Tacos. Would you like to explain what happened? Because you got a real zest for this situation.
Okay. This went absolutely viral.
This was everywhere.
There is a man who was filmed from behind. And again, remember the framing. Remember the way he was filmed. Remember what he was doing. And also look at the hat. Okay. He's at a Yankee game, but he's not wearing a normal Yankee hat. He's wearing sort of an Irish plaid, sort of flannel Yankee hat, right?
Mm-hmm.
That will come back up.
Okay.
He is then filmed taking his straw, using his straw as a sort of drill type of tool to turn his hot dog into a straw. Now, one would ask, why would one take a straw to create a straw? Why would one take a hot dog, remove the bun, and then tunnel out the middle and then drink a beer with it?
Okay.
And why would it be filmed in this manner?
You're forgetting a crucial question. Why would you drink a beer with a straw? That's not a straw beverage. Mm. That is not something we do.
Nina Cherry, who might be before your time, disagrees.
I know who Nina Cherry is.
Buffalo Stance, you're familiar with the song?
Yes.
Drink a beer through a straw so we can get raw? So?
You might, though you can, it doesn't seem pleasant. I mean, like, for a lot of reasons. But, like, that's just not how I want to drink a beer. No thanks. I don't like when they have also, like, the champagne in, like, a juice box or a can with a straw. I'm just like, this is so bubbly. I need to just drink it direct. No straws.
Great point. I think the more carbonated, the less straws are effective.
Yeah. I'm not really a straw person in general.
But to take the hot dog and then turn it into a straw. However, I have new information.
Oh, wow.
On this food news story.
Whoa.
Friend of the program, Cookies podcast co-host Ben Diedrich, recognized this person.
Okay.
John DeLeon.
Okay.
He works at Nordstrom Menswear.
Yes. Great store for you men in New York, by the way.
Filmed by New York Nico, who is like a famous New York City documentarian person.
Sure.
And isn't it just a little curious that New York Nico just happened to be sitting right in the perfect spot to film this event? Isn't it a little bit like, maybe this is real, maybe this isn't? And now this person is like a fashionista influencer. I call bullshit on the glizzy hot dog straw.
What's a glizzy?
Hot dog.
Oh, hot dogs are called glizzies?
They're called glizzies now.
Why? Because of a song?
I do not think so.
I Googled what is a glizzy and I didn't get the answer I was looking for. I just got so many links about this.
It's a hot dog.
People are calling
hot dogs glizzies now. It happened in the last like 6 months. I'm usually pretty behind on things like this because I'm old and washed. But
Same. Yes,
hot dogs are now called glizzies.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's got to be from a song. I mean, like,
it's not from a song
or TikTok or something. The
only explanation I have is that glizzy is shorthand for Glock, which is a gun, and a hot dog kind of looks like a gun. That's all I have.
I mean, kind of. Jacoby, since we did that story about the truck transporting hot dog meat that crashed,
yes.
Every time I see a hot dog, all I can think about is the pink sludge on the side of the highway. And so I'm so revolted by everything having to do with hot dogs now, which sucks because I obviously am American. I used to like a hot dog. And so when I saw him like exposing his beer to the innards of a hot dog, I was just transported back to that disgusting story and felt really upset.
However, there was a part of me that was like, that might taste good. Like a little bit of the hot dog remnants mixed with the beer might be nice. I think that might actually work. But my point is this is all fake. We've all been duped. The entire food news world has been duped by the glizzy straw.
What is the point of this, though? So, okay, so these two hip dudes are at a Yankee game together, and they're being hip, and they do a viral video. It's a success. What do they get from this? They become hot dog ambassadors, free tickets to...
Julia, you really just have a knack for getting to the core of the issue. You're like, what is the raison d'etre of this video? Like, why? Like, so these two people got together. They decided to dupe the world with a fake viral video of a glizzy straw. But then what? Like, what is the end game here?
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
When you sent me the Instagram account of the man with the glizzy straw in question, the Nordstrom gentleman, I was shocked because I guess it just like wasn't looking very clearly, or maybe I need to have better contacts and glasses. But I was like, I thought the guy doing this was like, you know, retired and like an AARP member. I was shocked to find out it was like a young man.
An influential young fashionista doing glizzy straw videos. Like, but you really got to the whole core of this. Is like, why? Like,
what
is the point here? What are we doing? Sure, you get millions of views. Sure, you get likes and clicks. But then what? Like, what is the end game from the glizzy straw video?
Here's what I think. I think these two know each other and are at the game together. I feel like Mr. Nordstrom does this regularly. His friend happened to capture it on video, didn't know it would go viral, but now they're just like riding the wave to see where it can get them. So they're not intervening to be like, hey, actually, we know each other. Or, hey, this is like, you know, something I dared him to do. Like, I don't think they expected this notoriety, but they certainly must know each other.
There is a part of me that wants to believe that, but like the cynical conspiracy theory Jacoby part is like, this is all just fake and we've been duped and we've already wasted too much time talking about
it's
it on food
a hot
news.
Dog ad? Well, I don't think we've wasted any time. I'm really interested in it.
I'm interested in this too. And this is like a full show of pork products because we have a bologna scandal and my personal food news is also hot dog related.
Wow. Well, we'll move on in a second, but I just have a couple more things I want to throw out there.
Please, just a couple.
You mentioned that you thought this kind of seemed good, and I get that. Hot dogs and beers go together. Beers and brats. It's a tailgate staple. It's a summer staple.
Yes.
Like, from May to November, anyone, anywhere could be having that here in America. You know, it's like just something we do. So I get that. But do you remember the product called Flavor Straws, which was like a straw that you put in milk, and then you drank your milk, and it like made it taste like chocolate milk or... cereal milk.
Our
whatever.
Producer Mike Wargon is shaking his head yes and no.
Yes. Yeah,
yes. You are bringing this up like this is a common thing that people know about. I've never heard of this product in my life.
Well, flavor straws are a thing. Even Mike Wargon, who never understands any of my references, knows about it.
It also refuses to talk. He doesn't even like it when we talk about him.
And
but
so,
it's a flavor straw. So it's basically like...
It's exactly what I just told you. It's a straw.
Like
that
cinnamon
has, like,
flavored straw that you drink milk... And it adds the cinnamon flavor?
Yeah, it's usually cookies. Like, so it's like a milk and cookies drink, essentially. But it's like a way
this
to get
doesn't
kids.
Exist.
Yes, it
I,
does.
I have a distinct memory of it being like strawberry flavored.
Yeah. Flavor straws are real. What about a hot dog flavor straw? To put that in.
I have to admit, when I saw him drinking through the hot dog, I was like, the beer might be upgraded now.
Yeah, it's probably like not great beer, although I like shitty beer, so that wouldn't bother me. But I don't know. I think that there's something to it, you know, like. Let's get creative once again with our straws. I feel like we've gone in the wrong direction here of paper and like other flimsy crap that falls apart in 10 minutes, obviating the need for a straw whatsoever. And so let's go back in the other direction and let's get more creative with like some biodegradable flavor straws.
I once went to a Detroit Lions game.
Mm, fun.
Got a Bloody Mary.
Ooh.
It had a strawsage.
That's awesome. Okay.
A strawsage.
That's
it was
great.
A sausage. That was a straw.
So this brings me to the other thing I wanted to say. Given the state of straw affairs in the world and how they've become, as I said, flimsier than ever.
It's rough.
My biggest moment with this video was how did he get the straw through the hot dog at his seat?
Classic plastic straw.
Plastic
it was a classic
straws,
plastic.
Plastic straws are flimsy too. They work a lot better than the paper shit, but... I don't believe they can cut through a ballpark Frank like that. I just don't.
Well, if you watch the video, I've seen it a million times by now.
I have watched it.
He not only does he poke through the hot dog, he then eats the part of the hot dog that was poked through from the straw.
I guess you have to. Leave no
sort
trace,
of like a
right?
lobster leg. You know what I mean? He kind of just like eats it and gets the meat out of the middle. No hot dog was wasted in the filming of this seemingly set up viral video.
Can we use friend of the program, Ben Dietrich, to get some answers? Like, can we send in questions? Is this an occasion for our first reporting here on Food News?
That sounds like work, but the answer is yes, and only if Mike Wargon does it, because I'm not doing any follow-ups. I've already talked to Ben about this for about half an hour.
Okay, fair enough. Last note, and then we're moving on. I've consulted knowyourmeme.com, an invaluable reference here on the internet. And I looked up
20
I've looked
minutes.
Up Glizzy. I can't believe we spent 10 minutes on
the Glizzy. That's the third of the show about the Glizzy straw.
It's necessary. Okay, this is what knowyourmeme.com says. Glizzy is a slang term for hot dog. In June 2020, some online applied the term to images of people eating hot dogs, referring to them as Glizzy gladiators if the picture subject can fit a large section of the hot dog in their mouth. I see. So it's really also a sexual innuendo?
What isn't, though?
Yeah. Okay. Well, now we know. And thank you to knowyourmeme.com. Next, staying in this processed pork realm.
It's our realm. This is our comfort zone.
This is where we are today. This is how we're feeling. Texas Monthly had an article in which the headline was, "Why are border smugglers trafficking bologna?" That's an instant click here on Food News.
So when you see that headline, I'm thinking 500 words, 400 words. Maybe four paragraphs in a picture. I was not ready for what followed.
This is a full-on article. This is like long. It has reporting.
Very long.
A lot of other sources. It has a lot to it. So
various locations were visited. Parking lots. The zoo was involved. We were introduced to Keela the dog. Yeah, this is a wild tome. I was not ready for this rabbit hole.
Shout out to the writer. Her name is Madeline Agler. So we obviously can't cover everything. And I encourage you to seek this out. We've given you the headline. So it's a simple Google. Why are border smugglers trafficking bologna? So here's the deal. Smugglers from Mexico are going to Texas, El Paso, specifically in the article, and they're smuggling in bologna. And I didn't know this, but I learned a lot of bologna facts from this article. And one of them is the vast price discrepancy between Mexico and the U.S. In Mexico, what this same bologna product that goes to $10 to $15,
a chub.
A bologna chub.
I didn't know a bologna chub was a thing.
Me neither.
Also a sexual innuendo. I told you everything is.
$80 to $90 here in America. That's
10x markup.
Crazy. And I like bologna, but I'm not paying a 10x markup on my bologna.
However, the more you read about this, and there was a lot to read about this, the Mexican bologna did sound pretty good. It's like they made it sound like it was a special bologna that it was like well
special
done.
Blend.
Yeah, and they didn't have fat in there. Like there's no visible fat.
Here's what the article says. Mexican bologna is different from the pallid slabs of Oscar Mayer we get in the U.S. It's richer and, quote, more porky, whereas the American version is typically blended with other meats such as beef or chicken. So
I want some Mexican bologna right now.
We've all been fucking up. I mean, I do, too. I really do like bologna.
Me, too.
Also, there's just so many facts. By the way, the brand that people like is called Chimex. And Jacoby, would you like to tell us about this dog that you mentioned, Keela?
Keela. Well, first of all, Keela doesn't sniff for drugs. It doesn't sniff for money. Keela sniffs for agriculture. And Keela has a photo in the hallways at the El Paso border because Keela is so renowned as a great dog. Keela's been on the job for, I believe, 7 years. And she is particularly equipped to sniff out smuggled bologna. If you are trying to bring bologna contraband into El Paso, Keela will find you and you will be prosecuted. And Keela gets a cookie every time she does it. However, Keela will oftentimes try to scratch the same place where she found one bologna chub to get multiple cookies for the same thing.
So Keela's not that smart. Still just a dog.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare
Can I share another fact?
No. You, do we have to edit out the part where she slanders Keela, Mike?
No, we don't. Keela
slander will not be accepted here.
Keela's doing a great job, but there's room for improvement. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Part of Keela's job when Keela finds this baloney, the smuggled baloney. One time in El Paso, it was a customs and border protection officer drilled into a car's bumper and the bit came out pink, covered in the slimy residue of lunch meat. That's insane. In a bumper? That's where, although I bet that's good protection where you'd get into a crash, extra spongy inside your bumper.
Good point. But I like a bologna sandwich, but I don't want my bologna to have been in a bumper.
Me neither. I mean, also, it's just funny how it's like really like a lot like drugs. I don't know. It's just funny to me. I don't know why that's funny. This is the definition of smuggling, but here we are.
Very quickly, Juliet, mm-hmm. Your ideal bologna sandwich consists of what?
Wow. Bologna, mustard, some kind of low-end bread, mm-hmm. lettuce. And that's probably it.
Not much. No pickles, no onions, no salt and pepper.
Pickles would be great. Maybe a layer of chips in there.
Ooh, love
that. For a little crunch.
Love that.
Thanks. What about you?
Mine's pretty simple. Like, most sandwiches, I like tons of shit on it. But I think with a bologna, it's just like, just give me some like...
You just want to highlight the bologna.
Yeah, I just want bologna. I want some cheese that's surrounded by plastic that I have to open up. And
yeah,
I want the cheese to be kind of plasticky, too.
A single, a craft single.
Yeah, and some yellow mustard.
This is a bologna-forward podcast. We don't want much else on our bread. You know, let the bologna sing. Let it shine. Anyway, let's move on. Papa John's. This is kind of a PR release, but I'm excited about it, and I think this is a really good idea. Papa John's is releasing new bowls, and these bowls don't have any crust. It's just vegetables, sauce, and cheese. This is a great idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Disagree.
What do you think?
Well, they have three varieties. And two of them I found okay. One is basically like chicken Alfredo, which is a completely different thing. But the other was like vegetables. And then one was sausage and onions and peppers. It's fine. I would prefer the pizza to have crust.
Okay, but what if you are forced to go to Papa John's or just love Papa John's and you're on a low-carb diet? They have something for you now.
I can't decide which is more ridiculous, me being on a low-carb diet or me being forced to go to Papa John's. Like, is it gunpoint? Like, in what scenario am I being forced to go to Papa John's?
Have you ever had a Papa John's phase in your life? Like,
no.
Was there ever a time in your life where Papa John's is a big part of it?
No,
never.
When
I was in college, Papa John's was, like, a really big part of the culture. And if I was, like... wanting to be a part of the crew and also like gonna have food FOMO at like 11:30 when we were ordering second dinner, but I was like feeling bad about having Papa John's at 11:30 for my second dinner, this would have been a great option.
First of all, 11:30 during college, you're supposed to be not at the house, just for the record.
What about on a weeknight? What about on a Tuesday? Listen, Jacoby, you know I'm a nerd. You know I study. You know I
you're
stay
reading.
In.
Yeah.
Come on. I would go out on the weekends, but like school.
Gotta get those A's.
Yeah, seriously. How do you think I got here on food news?
Yeah, talking about glizzy straws.
Going to knowyourmeme.com for glizzy straws. I don't know. I like this. Also, I just am like really into vegetables these days. I know that's not anything new, but here
oh
we are.
My God. Did you just say I'm really into vegetables these days?
Yeah.
You're really into vegetables these days.
I am.
You go
yes.
to one tomato fest, and now all of a sudden, It's the vegetable queen over here.
You know what it is? I don't like cooking meat for myself at home, so I've just really leaned into vegetables.
Okay.
Should we move on?
Yes.
Sonic is bringing back the pickle juice slushy. I don't know, Jacoby. Sonic refers to itself as pickle flavors.
Pickle
forward
menu. Yeah. Yeah. That stood out to me too. It's like, we have a pickle forward menu. Like, what, Sonic? I've never been to a Sonic in my whole life. I've never been to a Sonic ever.
I went to it one time. I think we discussed it. It was disgusting. A pickle slushy? Absolutely not. Like,
no.
I want my slushy to be sweet. I understand, like, a pickleback shot. I like pickles on my sandwich. But, like,
yes.
A pickle slushy? No way.
I consider myself a pickle person. I love pickles. However, I have no interest in a pickle slushy. None.
Same. I mean, this is just not a needle mover for me. I'm very confused.
Not at all. Why would they even do this?
I don't know. I mean, there's so many other flavors I'd prefer for slushy, or just mix up your frozen drinks, or get an alcohol license and do like margaritas. Like, I don't know. Keep it simple.
There's a million. Yeah. If someone said, here's a piece of paper and a pen, write down slushy flavors that you would like, I would probably get to like 354 before I got to pickle.
I just love a Slurpee from 7-Eleven. So I think Sonic should be ripping them off in every way they can, you know, like just instead of doing a Coke Slurpee, do a Pepsi slushy, like just figure it out. Go mainstream. I support that kind of that theft. All right. Next. This is from Food and Wine. This appalled me, as you know, I've just discussed often on this pod, my very weak palate. I'm not good with spice. There's been a new record set by someone. His name is Gregory Foster. He holds 3 Guinness World Records, and he is now the record holder of the most ghost peppers eaten in one sitting. He had 17 in total, 110.5 grams of these ghost peppers, and I'm really disturbed by this.
Why?
It's just so hot.
Why
do
this?
How do you do it?
Why do this? I like food. I love to eat food. I don't like it when the food hurts me.
It's like so crazy. I don't really understand the gestalt around peppers and like what is so good about it? Like, why is it so great to be able to have really hot peppers? They do this on Top Chef. You're supposed to like cook with them. I guess people like how it tastes, but like who likes the pain of a hot, really hot pepper?
I didn't hear any words you said after you said gestalt.
Sorry.
What? Do I have to Google that? Like you have to Google glizzy? Gestalt? That's a, I mean,
it's like the aura, the whole thing. Sorry, it's Yiddish.
Okay. I'll Google that later.
I don't think it'll be on knowyourmeme.com.
You know, it's going to be knowyourmeme.com right underneath. It's got to be listed close to glizzy, right?
Yeah, they're both in the G's. Words,
yeah, they're both in the G's.
But like, what is the point? Like, honestly, what is the point of this?
Why are we doing this?
I don't
Why?
Know. I just don't know. Just something to have a record in. But like,
and there's at least a dozen people that woke up this morning being like, I'm going to beat George Foster's record. Like, why? Why are we doing this? Stop. This is not a competition that anyone wants to be involved in.
Do you get money for holding a Guinness World Record? Otherwise, like, what is the point? Just pride?
But you do get a pretty cool printout. You get it looks like a diploma. You get you do get a document that you can then frame.
All right, let's move on to booze news before we go to our taste test. Kendall Jenner, she has a $200 bottle of tequila. The name of her tequila is called 818, and it has now a ceramic bottle that like is supposed to look like an 8, but it's just like it looks really weird. And
it does.
I wanted to talk about this because in one of the articles I read on it, linked to a video of Kim Kardashian that I hadn't seen. It's from Kim Kardashian's social media in which she is taking shots of 818 tequila. It's not this new fancy one. It's a different one, a different brand of 818 tequila, mm-hmm. or a different line. And it's so bad, she spits it out.
It looks like she's never had alcohol in her mouth before. It's like giving it to like one of my 6-year-old daughters. It was just like, it seems like she had just like, whoa, what is this? It's just like gasoline.
I just want to clarify.
Why post it? Like, why is that not on the cutting room floor?
Well, it's a funny video if it's not your sister's brand of tequila.
Yeah.
It's not clear that it's 818 tequila, but it strongly seems like it based on the evidence in the video of the bottles that are around. But like, that's just really embarrassing, really bad for Kendall Jenner. Also, they weren't having clear tequila Blanco. And like, after like the age of 27, does anyone not have clear tequila? Like, that's very confusing to me as well.
The añejo sort of like scotchy tequila does not do it for me. No, thank you.
Me neither. I'm not a huge tequila person. I need it to be mixed really well. But I just thought this whole thing was really weird.
You and I are big George Clooney fans. That's huge. One thing we have in common. Huge. And I feel like George Clooney has ruined this for the rest of celebrities. Like, every celebrity needs a tequila brand now. Like, The Rock has a tequila brand.
Yeah,
Brad Pitt has a tequila brand. George Clooney has a tequila brand.
So
everybody has a tequila brand.
Well, apparently this one's doing well, but not anymore because Kim Kardashian, her sister, spit it out.
The bottle looks like something that like it's like a tequila bottle that they made in Westworld.
It looks like it's supposed to look like an old relic of some kind. I don't know. It's not working. It's not good.
It's not working.
Not for me. Can I just say one thing? One stray thought I had this week.
No, you
please.
Can't. No, you
please.
Cannot. No, you cannot.
You're like one of the only people I can share it with.
Permission not granted.
I'm going to tell you anyway.
I knew you would.
One time recently, I just found myself thinking, like, how often does Khloe Kardashian talk to Lamar Odom? Like, are they in touch?
No kids together, right?
No. No kids together.
Every time I see a Lamar Odom's name in a headline, it's not encouraging.
Right. Well, it's all the more reason she should be in touch.
She should.
All right. It's time for our taste test. Today's taste tests are cookies for kids. They're called Mavericks. They're natural cookies. Jacoby's going to try two flavors. I'm going to try one. They're made with 40% less sugar than most cookies. They don't say which cookies, but we can just assume, like, in general.
It says natural born snackers.
Yeah. And I am a natural born snacker.
That's a great point.
I am. These are, like, the sell of these is they are free of artificial colors, preservatives, syrups, no sugar, alcohols, no peanuts, no vegan. So, like, you probably could bring them to school. They have less sugar. And I don't know. I was, like, kind of curious. Like, Jacoby, do you eat a lot of your kids' snacks?
Are you serious?
I mean, I assume you do.
Yeah, that's basically, like, the whole point of being a parent. There's okay, no so, like, upside aside from eating their snacks. There's so nothing else that's good about it.
That's what I've heard. So you're well-versed in kids' cookies. How do these compare?
These are...
I have birthday cake.
Animal crackers. They're animal crackers. They have that kind of, like, bland cookie. Like, you could call it a cookie, but it's kind of a bread.
I like it, but it's crying out for some Dunkaroo cream, you know?
Yes.
Like, that's what it would be really good with, which counteracts the lack of sugar. I do like these, though. I got the birthday cake flavor. I'm a sucker for a birthday cake flavor or anything.
Disagree.
But they're pretty good.
You go to, like, a yogurt place and you get birthday cake flavor?
Occasionally.
Don't. No.
Today I got vanilla, just straight up. And I thought of you because you said no one likes vanilla ice cream. And I was like, I do. And today when I was eating ice cream by myself and it was vanilla, I thought of you.
Wow.
What flavors are you trying?
I had the double trouble chalk. Made with double the chocolate, it says.
Okay.
And nonstop chalk, which didn't have too much chalk.
Oh. Two different chocolates. Interesting. Which is better?
One was more like a chocolate chip. I found them to be acceptable, not exceptional. And the best thing about it is the lightning bolt, like shape.
Shape.
The shape is good.
I could see kids accepting this if they weren't familiar with other cookies.
Yeah. I could put some of these in a plastic bag and give them to my kids and they would think they're cookies.
Okay, great.
But, this is not dessert acceptable. Like, if I'm going to do empty calories, I want them to be more delicious than this.
Yeah, I want the Dunkaroo cream. All right, let's move on to personal food news. And a twist on today's personal food news. I have a question for you.
What?
Question.
I'm not prepared for this.
I saw on your social media that you were playing in a basketball event over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the sponsors was Brooklyn Best.
Yes.
My beloved iced tea.
Yes.
Brooklyn's beloved iced tea. What was the presence like of Brooklyn Best? Did you have some? Were there new flavors? Do you feel like the brand is building? Like, what was it like? Did you feel a connection to this brand? Because we had it so many months ago on Food News, and I talk about it constantly.
Great questions. I was not prepared for this. However, I'm ready. Okay, there was a cooler specifically for Brooklyn Best products. Mm. They had iced teas and lemonades. My children crushed at least a lemonade apiece. I had iced tea or a mango iced tea. I forget.
Mango's a new flavor. It was delicious.
It was great. The event, shout to Mo Bodanga and Reese Beach, also had great sandwiches.
From where?
I had a sandwich with prosciutto, broccoli rabe, which I would not expect to be in a sandwich.
That's crazy.
Did I just call it Rabé and it's Rob?
Yeah, it's Rob.
Oh, shit.
It's okay. You're not French. How are you supposed to know?
Rob? Broccoli Rob sounds like a person.
I went to high school with
Broccoli Rob. Yeah.
What was that rapper's name? Black Rob?
Black Rob, Broccoli Rob, same thing, right? They both signed a Bad Boy at some point. Broccoli Rob didn't have a good career, though.
Who was the sandwich sponsor?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that. I don't have to follow up. It starts with a D. It's in Red Hook. It's like, sounds like Defarge, but it's not.
Okay.
It's good.
All right, cool. Go with your personal food news now. Thank you for sharing and answering my questions. Brooklyn Best, we love you. We'd love to see your brand growing.
Absolutely. I went from Reese Beach to JFK to fly to Detroit. And when I was in Detroit, I played at the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. And when I got to the little hut where they sell hot dogs, they said, would you like a hot dog or a red hot?
What?
Yeah.
What?
It's a Michigan thing. Whoa. I had a Red Hot, which is basically a spicy hot dog. It was better than a hot dog.
Wow. How spicy? The glizzy. What kind of spice?
It was a delicious glizzy. It was it had this very unnatural red, like food seconds. Coloring flavor. I mean, color, which is a little off-putting, but I had someone else get it for me. So they brought it to me with no ketchup packet, no mustard packet, no relish, no sauerkraut, no onions, nothing. Just the hot dog and the bun. And I didn't want to complain because they got it for me. But I was like, dude, I would never do this to another person. But it was a great Red Hot.
I cannot believe you just called ketchup ketchup. I'm shocked. Do you always say ketchup?
Juliet?
Yes?
You've known me for a very long time.
I know. I've never...
I've got intellectual blind spots. I can't say the word, whatever that vehicle is ketchup. That takes you to the hospital, I can't say that word.
Ambulance?
Yes, I cannot say that word.
But like, ketchup is fundamental. I think Ronald Reagan said it was his favorite vegetable.
Tomato fest.
Okay. That's crazy. Here's my personal food news. I went out to dinner last night. They had a very robust menu. And then it had a menu of sides. Can I just quickly read you what's on the sides menu?
Yes, you can, but I don't think quickly applies here.
Okay, yeah. Well, just wait. Italian sausage, $6.
Not
grilled
aside.
10-ounce Statler chicken breasts,
$15. Not aside.
8-ounce roasted cod, 5 sautéed shrimp.
Not aside. That is a menu.
It's a menu. It's just a la carte.
You're giving me like a 3/4 pound of chicken, and that's a side? Just toss that on? I'll have a hamburger and
half
a chicken
pound
breast?
Of cod?
No.
That's not a side menu.
They're not sides.
I was given a real laugh by that. Final note of the day. Your sandwich shop in Red Hook is not... Oh, it's in Red Hook. It's called DeFonte. It sounds really good. I'm going to check it out.
It's really good.
Thank you to DeFonte's as well for keeping Jacoby well fed. Thank you to Mike Wargon for producing this episode. Thank you to knowyourmeme.com, an invaluable resource. We'll be back next week.